All right, welcome. It's Friday, and it's going to be busy. So buckle up for a hectic ride. Justin Acri, Pat Bradley, Matty T. Luckily, I took pictures of each of you to Las Vegas with me so I could see your shining faces every morning like I normally do. Pat, I brought your bobblehead. I got a couple odd looks from the maid, but so be it.
Did you place it next to you at all of your blackjack tables and everything else?
I think they would have frowned on that, but you know what? That would have only been that's next time. Next time I'm going to do that for sure. I'm going to do that for sure. Anyway, busy day in the zone today. It is Arkansas Derby Week. It is Masters Week. Ken Duke on the course currently. We'll update you throughout. Matty T is all over this. He is nobody loves the Masters more than Matty T. Is that a fair assessment?
You know, I wait all year for this.
It's a magical moment.
It really is. So yeah. I'm beside myself with excitement.
Ken Duke actually has come on, update, sucka. Ken Duke's on the course this morning. He teed off at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. So he shot an opening round 75. 75. Here we go. Ken Duke is currently one over on his day through 11 holes. He is four over for the tournament, and I would say if he stayed around there, maybe improved a stroke or two, he's safely in the cut line. Unfortunately, we've got a guy at five under right now. Leishman is three under on his round.
I had a few bold predictions, if you will, for the Masters, mm-hmm. and one of them was, by the end of day one, do you think the leader in the Masters will be somebody you have to Google his name because you don't know anything about him?
Yeah. I think this guy's Australian. I've seen his name, at least. I don't know him very well, but I know of him.
And one of the other one, the other prediction or question, will somebody not in the top 10 win the Masters? Which,
I mean, odds are.
Odds are pretty good that that would happen when you think about it, right?
There's true, been, yeah. Leishman's five under for his round. He now leads the Masters after he's three under through three, so pretty hot start.
I would have had I have to Google him.
Yeah.
Jonas Blixt.
Yep.
I would have had to Google him.
I've seen the name, but I don't know much about him.
Who was the guy Christina was all hot and bothered over?
That would be Tom Brady.
You must be talking about...
Adam Scott.
Oh,
Scott.
I thought she...
I don't have to Google him.
I thought she had a thing for...
I thought it was a more exotic name than that.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of...
Oh, Angel...
Miguel Angel.
Yes.
Because she always calls him Angel.
Yes. Yes, yeah, she brought that up.
We debated that last time. But I thought she had a thing for the father-son combo meal, the Stadlers.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Walrus and Walrus Jr.
Oh.
Can't get enough of them.
Walrus and the Hippo. So Bill Haas actually was your opening round leader, 4-under. He tees off at 115 today. Then it's Bubba Watson at 3-under. He is even on his round through four holes. Adam Scott, 3-under opening round. Tees off at 148. Louis Oosthuizen, a zone favorite. He's one over today through eight. He is 2-under for the tournament. And there's Kevin Stadler, 2-under par, along with Blixt. Gary Woodland, who's another long bomber. Walker, is that Johnny Walker? Red or black? And KJ Choi, all yet to tee off, all at 2-under par, along with Brent Snedeker.
It's still very frustrating that we can't watch it until 2 p.m.
It
very
is
frustrating.
Really dumb.
Very strange.
I get disappointed by the non-wire-to-wire. I would at least settle for, you know, like you said, I mean, maybe something around
but
10 a.m.
Saturday starts 2 p.m.
Get out.
Sunday, 1 p.m.
Shut up.
I had the list. Actually, I saved it, and I'll show it to you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
See, typically ESPN doesn't promote the fact that they have wall-to-wall coverage, but they will have live coverage.
Well, what you have is... you know, those couple of talking heads, and maybe they'll show some highlights. But it's amazing to me. See, look at the top there, TV schedule. It's amazing to me, and I don't know why they don't take advantage of
that
it.
It's just terrible. Terrible. I don't understand that. Plus, and the thing is, they go late in the evening, too.
Do you think it does something to distract during the tournament to have the TV crew do that? I mean,
no. Certainly
it's not because they can certainly have more broadcasters, and it's not like...
I've suggested, we've actually asked Ian Baker Finch about this, and he said, well, you have to think about all the directors and the producers. And the... I said, well, have two...
Fair enough!
Have two crews.
Thank you.
For four tournaments a year, you should have two crews, you know?
Yes.
Start at first tee. There should be live coverage at 6:45 a.m. when they teed off today with Kevin Streelman and D.A. Points, and then go all the way through until the last guy comes off. Like they did. I watched the end of it last night. It was good.
It's so easy to do because you have so many people who their schedule's off and they may be able to watch at a certain time, whether it's the morning, afternoon.
Yeah, if you took the first 2 days of the Masters off, how PO'd would you be?
Think about us. We're at the Derby tomorrow.
Right.
Okay? We would definitely be watching from 7 a.m. tomorrow until we leave for the Derby at 11 noon, whatever it is, because we'll be at the Derby tomorrow watching the ponies.
Right.
I mean, listen, I got two eyes, but it's going to be tough to have one eye on the Masters, one eye on the ponies.
If anybody can do it, it's you.
I choose the ponies.
You're a multitasking son of a gun. There's no question.
That's a good point, my friend.
I promise you, after church, I got Sunday all carved out, though. And the good news is, since they don't tee off till 1, or at least the TV coverage doesn't start till then, I won't miss anything.
That was the other question. Will the Nielsen ratings Sunday in the Masters be above 9 or below 9?
I don't know. What is it typically?
According to Vegas, I believe you could bet on the line, which was 9.
That was one thing I didn't bet on. I wonder what the... what's a typical, though? And, of course, I'm sure they're basing that a lot on Tiger not being there for the first time in 20
years. That's the reason why, obviously.
Sure, I'm curious.
King.
I think it will. I think the Masters is the only tournament that transcends
probably
Tiger.
Right.
Even, I mean, honestly, even the U.S. Open, maybe the British Open. The British Open is probably my second favorite thing to watch. Plus, it comes on so early in the morning.
The British is one of those things we don't typically know a lot about the courses. It's just amazing to see the different style that links courses.
Well, plus,
I love to watch it.
Plus, speaking about Google names, I mean, there's a lot of guys that are from, you know, play only the European Tour that you're not real familiar with.
So that's how I first learned about Louis Oosthuizen, wasn't it? And,
and
Charles, may the Schwartzel be with you.
Yes, two of our favorites.
May the Schwartzel be with you.
I would love to see Bubba win. You know who I really like, and he's European? I really like Lee Westwood in his bright yellow shirt yesterday.
I thought the same exact thing when I saw him yesterday.
I love him now.
I do, too.
I would root for him, and then I would like to go have a pint with him after.
Yes.
I really like him, and I really like the Irish dude.
Rory?
No. I like him,
too. The other Irish dude.
The other Irish guy. One of the other eight Irish guys that are really good.
Won the British a few years back?
Yeah, won a major.
And he was drunk for like a year straight?
Yeah.
Drinking out of the cup?
No. You're thinking of the older guy. That's Darren Clark. No, I'm talking about the younger guy, the guy in between Rory and Darren, age-wise. He's like in his early 30s, maybe mid-30s. Good-looking dude.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? Does that help?
Last name Bradley.
No. The other one. I'll have to look. Anyway.
It's killing me.
He's good. He's a good player. Anyway, I like those guys. But, yeah, Lee Westwood's my guy.
Yeah, Lee's
good.
And
Lee's one of those guys. I think he's got the second, or maybe he's at the most Masters played without winning. Or maybe most majors play without winning is what
I think
it is
that's
now.
Probably what it is because
he's up there, Sergio's up there, all those
always
guys.
There.
Yep.
And that was the other question, prediction. Sergio makes headlines this week for one thing or another. What do you think? Is Sergio going to make a headline?
Graham McDowell.
Thank you very much. I love Graham McDowell. I saw a thing when he was on with Faraday on Faraday's show, and I was like, this dude's cool.
Oh, he had
Graham McDowell on
that's pretty
last
impressive.
Year or the year before. Yeah, he's good.
Thank you, callers.
That's pretty impressive because Faraday obviously –
He's also Irish.
But to make the show, there's not a lot of
true. Graham McDowell was probably one of the least high-profile guys he's had, as far as PGA guys.
Stacey Lewis was on there.
Impressive. She was great.
I don't even think Natalie Gulbis has been on.
No, and that's unfortunate. That's coming soon, hopefully. She needs to win another tournament. She has won at least a good tournament, so that's good. All right, so we got the Chasing Waters Fishing Report. Tim Bowles is going to be in live today with his daughter. Looking forward to visiting
She's
with
him. A fisher? Girl?
Person? I don't know what she does, but he's the owner of the Toadfly Shop in Conway. We're going to visit with him in person. Robbie Nyswanger at Razorback Baseball this weekend against the most hated team in all the land, LSU.
You know, they competed against the Running Rebs this weekend.
Yeah, I saw that.
Didn't realize UNLV had a top 20 program, top 25 program.
They are?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I know, me neither.
This is the third straight ranked opponent Arkansas played?
If you say it, it must be true, my buddy.
Well, they beat South Carolina the other day, 2 out of 3, right?
Slapped them up.
And they were number one in one poll and number two in the other.
Slapped them upside the head.
That was good. Jeff Taylor, today we're going to focus a lot on Oaklawn because of the Arkansas Derby this weekend. Actually, coming up at the bottom of this hour, we're going to talk to a guy named Dan Zucker. And Dan Zucker is with an organization called Predictiform.com. It's a horse racing data and analysis site built by the same people who did Prediction Machine. And we've had the Prediction Machine guy on a few times. So
buddy,
we'll get his thoughts on that.
Wednesday, we were at Oaklawn.
Yes.
I've got my notes, and I've got my derby draws all figured out for you. Lay the house. See where I wrote in my notes it says the house?
Yes.
Put the house on that horse.
I love Conquest Titan. Conquest Titan has had a couple of high-profile performances and a couple of extremely high. Second in the Wood Memorial, I believe. Very high-profile.
You know who his sires are?
No.
Summer Bird, all the birds.
Birdstone.
Name that bird. Bird on a wire. Bird on a string. All
Big Bird.
Big Bird. He is the sire of the Big Birds.
I love it. Okay.
So I'm putting the house on him.
Okay. Knock him flat, by the way. Scratched. Saw that this morning.
Oh, no. He's
gonna
my second pick.
He's going to run another race this week. You can still pick on him.
Okay.
He's not going to be in this race. I think he's running the Oakland Handicap. The other thing is, I like the horses I like a lot and I've liked through the year have been Right on Curlin. I like a lot. Speaking of a great background, Curlin, the horse, is the sire there. And then you've got...
That's a 12-1, so that may be...
That's a good bet. Also, Tapiture, of course, has been nothing but solid throughout the Oaklawn field. I don't think Tapiture can get over on Bayern from all I've heard. Bayern's a pretty amazing horse. Jeff Taylor loves this horse, and I actually picked Bayern due to a suggestion by my man Money Taylor to win the Kentucky Derby. I got a little futures bet on Bayern.
That's great. If you can get that, you probably get some good odds on that
15-1
from now.
That'll pay nice. And then I'm really hoping, though, Pat, deep down, that Danza wins it. So the next morning, headline of the sports page, who's the boss?
Who's the boss?
Bam.
Exactly.
You're with me.
Question for you, which is very important to me, and a lot of folks, I'm sure, that are going to be in Oaklawn tomorrow. I'll be running around like I usually do, infield and just all over the place, but the Oaklawn, anywhere where you can...
Yes.
Is that going to be available on my phone?
Yes, that's how
I always
use it.
So I can do it through my phone.
Absolutely. Then you don't have to leave the infield. Okay. Although there might be a place to wager in the infield. I've actually, this is my little known Oaklawn fest. I've been to Oaklawn 100 times. I've never been to the infield. Never have. Tomorrow's going to be my first.
It's not always open, right?
No, it isn't. It isn't. But it is open a lot, and I've been there when it was open. I just never venture out there. I am going to go to the infield tomorrow for the first time ever.
It's a good time out there.
I'm excited. So this is a great week. You've got the most exciting golf tournament of the year going on. You've got the biggest horse racing event in Arkansas going on. My wife, God bless her, we had some fun. We were out in, she came out to Las Vegas for a couple days before my convention really kicked in. We got to see Justin Moore play the other night.
That's right. How about that? What a week for Arkansas.
And then Vince Neil walks out on stage, which was amazing. That was cool.
Did you scream and yell and jump on top of your chair?
I pulled my shirt up. I thought Vince would like that. But then... she bought me a seersucker suit for my birthday.
In Vegas?
No, she got back here, Belk. Free plug.
Love Belk.
Yeah. So I got a seersucker suit. I'm excited.
Seersucker the same color? I don't know.
I think you can get multiple colors in there, but it's blue. Got the blue stripes.
You got the light blue, white sharp. Blue stripes. I like it.
I got to find some kicks, so I need to get some bucks.
I got to be honest. Didn't think you'd come back from Vegas.
Really?
Didn't think it.
Oh, I actually own the Wynn. I own the Wynn Hotel now. I had a really good run. I have a portion of the Encore, and I own the Wynn.
One of the things I'm very interested in hearing about with Vegas is I just need you to line up for me the places that you ate or the entrees, the food that you ate. Was it oyster steak? What was it?
Okay, line it up. I'll give you the quick rundown. Okay, we went to a place called Nobu, which is a Japanese restaurant. You would love it. They have unbelievable sushi.
For some reason I've heard of Nobu before.
There's more than one Nobu. Nobu is like a theme family grouping of
restaurants. Do we know what it means in Japanese?
No idea. But there's one in New York.
It means yum.
They just opened. It should mean expensive. They just opened a Nobu hotel in Caesars, too.
Okay.
So that was amazing. Nobu was a strong suggestion.
What'd you guys get? Sushi?
What we did was they do a deal where they'll bring out big plates for everybody at the table to share. That was a fun way to do it. So if you go with a group, that's a great place to eat.
Nobu is the chef's name.
Okay, well, there you go.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's short for Nobu Yuki.
Oh, sounds like a fine fella.
Well, let me tell you something.
He looks like a stand-up citizen.
You ever had Wagyu beef?
No, but that was what Adam Scott had, Australian Wagyu. Wagyu.
You know what that means? Expensive.
Steak
at the Masters. It's like Kobe beef, next level. Luckily, we split it among a group of people because it was not.
These cows lay down all day, get
massages.
I'll tell
you some of the ridiculous numbers coming up in the break. Okay, so we went there. I ate at the Palm restaurant. I always go to the Palm. It's in Caesar's Shop. Yeah. So we went there. We ate at.
What'd you get there though? I want to know what you guys ate.
Steak and lobster. My wife
and
I split.
Lobster, really?
Yeah, it's so good.
How many pounds?
3 pounds split.
That's very
big lobster.
Pretty impressive.
It was my birthday.
Tail, the claw.
Yeah, we did claw. Okay. Yeah, it was good. I mean, they bring it out. It's all set up nice. Go see my man JR. Great, great waiter. Had a good job.
JR, I'm coming to see you.
You need to go. It's good.
Next year.
Then we did Mesa Grill for a late dinner.
Bobby Flay.
Yeah, it was excellent. Always good. I've eaten there a few times. It was really good. I had
a Southwestern inspired chef.
Yes.
But you got the tuna steak.
Outstanding. Went to you know what I went to? Went to Gordon Ramsay's pub. He's got a new pub in Caesars. It was outstanding.
Did you see any big-time celebs out there?
Lobster mac and cheese. I saw Vince Neil and Justin Moore.
There had to be motive on a Miranda Lambert sighting.
We didn't venture too far away. They were all down at Mandalay and MGM. We were down in the middle of the strip.
It must have been nice, though, in terms of the weather, right?
Oh,
it's not too hot. But the pool's open.
Yeah, it was. We went to the pool a little bit. Had some fun.
Was there any...
I paid like $12, I think, for grapefruit juice at the pool. That was awesome.
Did you have to pay to get in the pool? Because sometimes you have to do that. I had to pay $100 one time to get in the pool.
That's the topless pool, though. We didn't go to the topless pool. It was free. Here's the thing. My last place we went on the last day was Joe's Stone Crab. And they have them in Miami, too.
Very expensive, I heard.
No, it was not. It was not nearly as expensive as any of the other. But it was one of the cheapest, nice places we went to. It's in the Caesar
really
Chefs, too.
Worth it, though. They're very sweet, big meat.
Stone Crab is so good. And it's just the claws, right? They bring And here's what they do. It's sustainable. They pull it's cruel.
It's amazing.
It's, they pull the claw off. They throw them back in the ocean.
It grows.
It grows. It regenerates.
Isn't that unreal?
I know.
That is like the biggest ruse in America because they're very, well, down in Florida, the Joe's Stone Crab, my brother's been there, and he told me how expensive it is. And it's like...
It's probably
like
more expensive in Miami.
It's so... Yeah, but it's incredible because you rip the dude's claw off, you sell it to somebody, he's going to regrow it. It's really like the most amazing money-making deal of all time.
It really is. It is. I asked my waiter, and you could ask yourself this. If you're that crab, mm-hmm. and they pull you out of the ocean, and you're scared, and you're shaking, you're this...
Sure!
I'm this little crab, and I'm away from my home. They pulled me out of my home in the ocean. Oh, I'm so upset. I'm so scared. This big, mean person he's got me. I'm trapped. What am I going to do? And he rips my arm off. Oh, these cruel sons of guns. And then they throw you back in the ocean. Are you sitting there as a crab thinking, I can't believe those SOBs ripped off my claw? Or are you going, whew, thank God I'm alive.
Joke's on you, bro. You know what I think they say? You can take my claw, but you'll never take my freedom.
And then they got him.
Yeah. But now it's like joke's on you, bro.
Joe Stone Crab was funny. I mean, Joe Stone Crab was it was good.
So
good,
how
good
many comes
two.
In a? I mean, what do you get?
They have a
10 claws.
They got
five
a three.
Claws?
They got a five. I mean, it was plenty to eat. And they also it comes cold. It does not come hot. And they have
right,
a little mustard
cool
dipping
down.
Sauce. Outstanding. You love it. It's good.
Did you go see the guys from Pawn Stars?
No. We didn't venture out that much. It was like 8-9 hours of seminars all day.
Did you go to the Bunny Ranch?
Only once.
Did you
I ripped off a claw, and hopefully it'll regenerate. No, I did not go to the Bunny Ranch. What?
Let me see. What else?
We didn't do that much. I mean, honestly, it was just between all I did was go to seminars during the day and go look at stuff, and then we ate a good dinner every night. That was basically it. There was a little bit of gaming. I do want to thank the University of Connecticut. I'm going to send them a check. I bet five games.
Send it to Shabazz Napier because apparently he can't.
Hey, Stone Crab's on me, big guy. Yeah, well, he'll be a lot richer than all of us soon. I bet the UConn women twice, which I didn't know you could even bet on women's basketball. Oh, I learned the hard way.
In a big, big way.
Bet on the UConn men twice. Won all four. I bet on Wisconsin. And they pushed.
It was a
push,
yeah. One point loss.
Didn't lose anything there.
Yeah.
So I was 4 out of 5 with a push. And that's pretty awesome. I was pretty happy.
Did you play any games in the casino that you typically wouldn't play? Like sometimes I get caught up and I play like three card
poker.
And it's like, what am I doing?
I played War.
No, you didn't.
I played Thumb Wrestle. It was $20 against the deal, you thumb wrestle. And that was good. There was also a Tiddlywinks game that you could play. That was fun.
Just guess which hand it's in.
I went down to Binion's, and they actually have a thing where you can bet on horseshoes, so that was fun.
Did you go down to Old Vegas?
I actually made all that up. No, but my wife did.
Fremont Street.
Yep, I didn't
Fremont.
Go. Oh, there's a new place I do want to encourage. I think I talked about the other day where I saw Justin Moore play, The Link. It's a strip, basically. It's kind of set up like Fremont Street. They have bars and restaurants, and they have a bowling alley, which if you're out of money, it's a good place to go spend a few bucks. And they have the big stage set up out there, and it was fun. They also have this gigantic new Ferris wheel that's got these pods you sit in. Like, you can get, like, 6-8 people in them. I'm out. I don't like Ferris wheels. But apparently people will, like, rent them. It's, like, $40, I think, or something.
One last question about Vegas. Who are the headliners out there? Is Britney still out there?
Yes, but Britney was on a break.
Who's the Canadian singer?
Celine Dion.
Celine.
On a break.
Is she still out there?
Elton John played while we were there, but I didn't see him. Oh, you know my wife ran into? Kevin James, the comedian. Literally ran into him. She says, I know you. And he goes,
King of Queens.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hilarious in King of Queens, terrible in movies.
Right. He was doing a show. He and Ray Romano were doing some stand-up.
Did she happen to say how short he is?
In fact.
He's about 5. To me, he looks like 5 feet tall.
She told
did
me
she tell him, why did it have to be Chris Farley?
Oh, no, she didn't say that. That'd be mean. Because they actually honored Ray Romano's show.
Did they? Everybody loves Raymond?
Yeah, they actually honored him at the NAB, at the convention. And you know what? Oh, you know what? I didn't tell you
about to do a radio.
I saw another celebrity. I forgot to mention.
Who?
Steve Harvey. They put him in the NAB Radio Hall of Fame. He hasn't been doing radio
He's
that
really
long.
He's really good.
I love
He's
Steve really Harvey. Good. I adore Steve Harvey. He's amazing. He's a great stand-up, great TV host, great radio. The guy is
He's
awesome.
He's talented.
I got to show you some of the video. I took a little video at the luncheon. He broke down. I mean, he was really appreciative. Yes. And, oh, he's just a good guy. Love Steve
He's
Harvey.
Very talented. He is too good for Family Feud. I understand it's probably very easy for him to do that.
Yes,
because
I'm sure.
I mean, it's just so natural
for
him.
The money's redonkulous, too.
But he is a guy that he's got a lot of talent. And I just love it because you can tell he's just 10 steps ahead of everybody in terms of what he's doing.
He's a hard-working dude. I really like him. I like him a lot. I mean, you think about it, though. He does Family Feud. He does a TV show. He does a radio show every day.
I don't know if you ever heard his radio show, but it's the way he has it set up is perfect. I mean, he just... Like I said, he's 10 steps ahead of everybody.
He was good.
In terms of how he does it.
I wanted to meet him face-to-face, didn't get a chance to, but everybody kind of crowded up there. I don't know.
He looks like a huge head.
Yeah, he's a big fella. He's a full-figured gal. Let's go to Randy
here. I can
see
him wearing a purple suit in Vegas.
Pull it off. What's up, Randy?
Hey, guys. I had an interesting fact. Y'all were talking about ripping the claws off these crabs and them growing back and regenerating. Did you know that lobsters can live forever? The oldest lobster is 2,000 years
Come
old.
Come on.
Serious. Dead
Come
serious.
On, Noah. Come on,
it
Methuselah.
It may have been on the boat.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dead serious. Yeah, it's the only animal that can live forever.
Not dead serious, I guess. That would be the opposite of that.
No, touche.
Live serious.
I'm going to have to look into this because that 2,000-year-old lobster must be gigantic.
You know,
keeps eating, keeps growing.
You know it's got to be tough.
Don't they, like, shed something or other, though?
I don't know.
I'm not a lobster genius. I know they taste pretty good.
I do know.
They've got a regenerating cell that never stops regenerating. So as long as they're healthy and they don't get eaten or caught, they're going to live forever.
No offense, Pat. I know you're a Northeastern guy and you guys are big on them.
Yeah,
but I'm more of a crab guy.
Lobster trap.
More of a crab guy.
That's fair enough.
Definitely
fair
more
enough.
Of a crab guy. Lobster used to be, way back in the day, when people ordered lobster, they would have to apologize because it was It was like a poor
Peasant's
man
food.
Poverty food.
Peasant's food.
I had a
so
friend
was in oysters.
I had a friend in
food.
College one time. He met the wrong girl. He got a bad case of the lobsters. I don't know if you guys have heard of that. It's similar to the other one, but it's a little different. Anyway, apparently bad news.
Thought you guys might like that. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks,
Enjoy
buddy.
The show.
Thanks for the info, Randy. Didn't know that.
It's quite amazing because...
I wonder if we're going to start getting a lot of calls of people saying that's not true.
Today it's Crustacean 101 in the zone, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we're going to talk actually about horses. Nothing to do with... Lobsters.
Love a good crustacean. Love a good crustacean. We're going down to Oaklawn tomorrow. And, you know, on the way, Landers Ford, exit 121 in Benton, if you're coming from Little Rock, you get yourself the Ford Fusion, Ford Escape, Ford Focus. Great thing is you save time and money. How do you do that? Well, because they're great fuel-efficient vehicles. You don't have to stop at the gas station as often. Save you time and spend your hard-earned cash. Save your money. Spend it on the ponies. And, of course, the number one selling truck in America, Landers Ford, in Benton, exit 121. Kelly and Mike are down there to assist you. Phone number is 501-315-4700.
I do need to mention one more thing. I want to give a pat on the back to Chris Cromless.
Hey, Cromless.
He suggested we go see Absinthe at Caesars. It is like nothing you've ever seen before. You would love
it. The band?
No, it's a show. It's a tent show.
It's also a drink.
It is a drink, yes, but it was quite a show, my friend. Very raunchy, very incredible athletic
performances.
Oh, it was acrobatics, incredible.
I had Absinthe in France one time.
Did you?
Blacked out for 3 days.
I didn't.